And joining me now in the KRVS studios is Dr. Bill Davey, who is a professor here in the Communications Department at UL Lafayette. He is the coordinator of the university's Mass Communication Broadcast Program, and he also holds the Board of Regents Professorship in Communication. He is receiving this year, the 2013, the Edward L. Bliss Award for Distinguished Broadcast Journalism Education. It'll be presented this August, and it's presented annually by the Electronic News Division of the Association for Education in Journalism and Mass Communication. That's a whole lot of wonderful words, but it's an amazing honor. It's given annually, and I know that your department is very, very proud that you're receiving that award this year. And I believe you're going up to Washington. Where are you receiving the award,
Bill? We will be accepting that award at the National Association of Broadcasters headquarters, which have graciously thrown open their reception area. And we will have professors from all over the country and all over the world, actually, there for this annual event. And I have to give a little credit where credit's due. If it wasn't for the efforts of our department chair, Dr. Mike Mayer, I don't think I would be in this distinguished company. He was assiduous in making certain that my portfolio was updated every year, and eventually the judges honored me. I think this was initiated several years ago, but I've actually been the chair of the judging committee in a much earlier era, and we would typically look at all the candidates and make a decision every year, and some would not have any updated materials. So my hat's off to Dr. Mayer, because every year he would put it on his calendar to send in my latest offerings, usually from KRVS. The Louisiana Focus Program has enjoyed a great deal of success, and that always landed in Washington, D.C., and the judges were able to look at what we're doing here at KRVS and sort of give me a little credit for that.
Well, I think that Dr. Mayer is very proud of the accomplishments of all of his faculty, and you all work really hard. I'd like to give our audience a sense of the breadth of the communications department here at UL Lafayette. It is a large department. You all have many undergraduates, as well as a very successful graduate program in communications. So sketch out a picture of what that means. For many people in our audience, when they think, oh, you're majoring in communications, it seems like it's just one department. But you all have many segments and many areas that people can concentrate in communications department.
We're quite proud of all five of the discipline areas that we prepare for careers every year: public relations, advertising, journalism, editorial, which emphasizes some of the print, but now we're, of course, redirecting our focus to online and social media, and the what was called at a point in time speech communication is now known as organizational communication. And, of course, I teach the broadcasting sequence courses, and that's where we produce our program for KRVS along with our television news offerings. About 550 students, sometimes as many as 650 enroll every year. And we're particularly proud of the fact that we are one of only five institutions in the state that is fully accredited, not just by the National Accreditation Association, but by the more directed, focused Mass Communication Accrediting Association. At one point in time, there were 10 Louisiana programs accredited. That's dropped down to five. And so we've managed to maintain our standards and quality in the face of, as you're aware of, cutbacks and some of the austerity measures that we've had to face as challenges. So we have great students all the time, and we've managed to keep them in the line for occupations throughout the industry.
Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned, you also have a very dynamic graduate program. Students come from all over the country, and you've got a number of international students who come to get their master's in communications as well, some even in broadcast journalism in addition to other areas that you mentioned in the communications department. Now, UL has had a long history of broadcast journalism, actually. It used to be called radio and television, I think. But I think just recently, the UL Lafayette Facebook page posted this really old picture from the early 50s of, a broadcast situation. And UL, USL back then, or even SLI in the early 50s, was one of the first schools to actually offer a television concentration.
That's right. Our history in broadcasting goes back to 1948. And according to the historians that have written the academic legend of the department, we're the first that we came before LSU, which was interested in journalism about that period of time, but not particularly broadcasting. So we moved ahead in that area. And in 56, of course, we had television. So we were a forerunner and continue to be. And by all the sources I've been able to come across, so our broadcasting program is the pioneer for the state of Louisiana, and so it's a great honor to be a part of it.
Absolutely, it's worth liking the UL page to go and find that photograph. It's really, really nice. And of course, KRVS was established in 1963, and for a very long time, it was a student-run station, very small, 10-watt station, but students got an amazing practice. Through our airwaves at that time, all six blocks of it, I think, that it reached around the campus. Students have wonderful memories of it. So it has progressed, and as you mentioned now, it's disseminated. Information is disseminated through many platforms. You almost hesitate to just say radio, television, because it's on the web and so many formats. But there's still that audio or visual quality that is important to impart.
And we use that as our building block in the pedagogical structure of the broadcasting program. The award I'll be receiving a week from Saturday is named after Edward Bliss. Now, let me say just a few words about him. He was the spiritual anchor for two of the founding anchors of broadcast journalism, one being Edward R. Murrow and the other being Walter Cronkite. Ed Bliss did not appear on the air, but it was his copy that you heard when it was coming over CBS, whether it was the day Kennedy was shot near the Dealey Plaza in Dallas or when Edward R. Murrow was returning from the European Theater of War. That was Ed Bliss. And he founded the Broadcast Journalism Program at American University. And among his students were Bob Edwards, who, of course, we all know as old NPR listeners, was our morning edition anchor for years and years, Deborah Potter, who went on to CBS. So 10 years ago, when I was leading the judging circle for this award, he passed on. And I turned to my colleagues and I said, you know, instead of just calling this the Distinguished Broadcast Journalism Educator Award, let's name it after Ed Bliss. And the room just lit up and everyone said, well, why not? Let's call his family and see if they loved the idea. And they did. And so a week from Saturday, we will focus on this man's legacy, his philosophy, and sort of the Old Testament, if you will, of broadcast journalism, where we separated news from opinion, facts from commentary. And the one thing that he always warned his students against is instant analysis. Mm-hmm. So Ed Bliss would turn to Bob Edwards and say, just the facts. And that's what Morning Edition built its reputation on, was actually the teaching of Ed Bliss as practiced through Bob Edwards and others.
That's fascinating. I did not know that was Bob Edwards' professor, but definitely if that is what made what we think of as Bob Edwards, he deserves to have this award with his name on it.
Yeah.
And how lovely that you are receiving the award this year, because your work with your students has been on our airwaves for quite a while. Tell us about the class that you teach, broadcast journalism, that creates the program that people hear during the school year called Louisiana Focus.
Once the students have mastered the basic production technique of using the microphone and editing in our lab studio, the Audio Annex as we call it, it's time for them to focus a little bit on the journalism side. And before we take them into the television studio, we insist that they respect the word and understand the narrative must be sound in terms of its sourcing, in terms of its facticity. We want to avoid the truthiness that we hear from the late night comedians and actually get at the truth. So for 9 programs every semester, we rotate students in teams and allow them each 3 opportunities to go on the air with what we call a package, an extended feature, 2 to 3 minutes in length. And it's all their own making, their own creativity. But what makes it such a awesome experience for the students is they know that it won't be just their teacher saying this is good or not so much. It'll be actually the staff and management here at KRVS and then the folks at home who sometimes respond to our stories, usually favorably, and let the students know they're on the right track. So this opportunity to just be on the air once a week is invaluable. And I'm so pleased that KRVS has continued to work with us. There are some stations that no longer feel the need to serve the student body, but here at UL Lafayette, that's certainly not the case.
Well, I want to tell people who may just be tuning in, my guest is Professor Bill Davey, who is a professor here at UL Lafayette in the Communications Department. He is receiving a very prestigious award this coming month. It is the Edward L. Bliss Award for Distinguished Broadcast Journalism Education. And as he just mentioned, Edward L. Bliss started the Communications Broadcast Program at American University in Washington, D.C., and was Bob Edwards. Edwards's professor in broadcast journalism. So an amazing little connection there as well. What is the date that you'll receive the award?
It'll be August 10th in Washington, mm-hmm. D.C. We'll have 2 of our master students will be there. They've managed to submit their research. It's a very competitive convention. Only about 50% of the papers are accepted, but 2 of our thesis graduates, Lindsay Conlin and Ryan Broussard, have succeeded in submitting their research, so they will also come to the NAB headquarters to join me and some friends and family to take a little time out to say thank you for the opportunity to teach and most certainly the opportunity to put students in the position of journalists.
Well, and that's a wonderful touch that you're bringing 2 graduate students, and this really showcases their professionalism and the nurturing that they get here at this university and the rigor of the program that allows them to present in a professional situation. So, it really is a wonderful reflection, not only your award, but the work of these students as well. That is this coming month. If people are interested in finding out more about the communications program, as you mentioned, there are like 600 undergraduates, so many students signing up for that major. What's the best way to find out more about the different concentrations areas that you talked about?
I would just good old Google, University of Louisiana Lafayette Communication. I could recite the URL to you, but actually that would take a little time, and I mm-hmm. doubt if anyone would write it down. But if you put communication, singular, Communication Department, University of Louisiana, in your Google bar and then hit search, we come up at the top, and there was a nice greeting from Dr. Mayer and lots of links to the courses required and the resources available and some of the success stories that that you'll hear about and see as you come to our classes and prepare your career as a broadcast journalist or public relations practitioner, advertiser, whatever is leading your ambition.
Well, it fascinates me the number of students that I do encounter on campus who are interested in broadcast journalism. You know, even with all of the stories about how the world is changing and how the traditional platforms are morphing into other things, kids are still extremely drawn to that idea of presenting information and sharing information, whether it is news or sportscasting or other forms of imparting information. And they're quite active on this campus in searching out that degree.
And all we have to do is guide and direct them to writing for the air, which is something they don't do with their thumbs, but they do with their – well, as Ed Bliss called it, it's the most intimate form of journalism, and it always will be.
Well, and as you mentioned, Ed Bliss himself was not on the air.
No.
And so it's that background writing that is so important for what actually gets put out over the air.
Right.
And that's the important part that you have in these students' lives, is helping them to understand that it isn't just getting up in front of a camera or getting in front of a microphone and just extemporaneously talking.
And nothing's more satisfying than seeing them go on in their career, whether it be at CNN or Fox News. I've been in touch with former students, Arthel Neville. I taught not at this school but another university. And Rob Kirkpatrick, who is one of our graduates, is now doing CNN online. So these success stories are just the icing on the cake for any teacher. And we're so lucky here because the students are nice enough to stay in touch and through Facebook or other means let me know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, that also shows what a great sense of community you all create here in the communications program. What was it that first attracted you to broadcast journalism?
I think the work of Marty Haig at WFAA-TV in Dallas. When I was in high school, here's another broadcast news story. He began to produce investigative reports dealing with the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and that's where I went to high school. And I was charmed by his work. The Channel 8 television news crew put on a great program. And when I got into college, I interned there with watching a reporter I thought a lot of named Scott Pelley. And he, of course, now is anchoring the CBS News. So I sort of looked at the product itself and thought, that looks like an interesting career path.
And what was that path after that? Did you, because you worked in a radio station for a while and television. What was your career path before becoming a professor?
Well, after I graduated from a small college in Sherman, Texas, Austin College, I worked at the local radio stations there in the community and began looking for other radio opportunities in Texas, mainly in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Weatherford. I worked at Mineral Wells and then headed out to Big Spring, Texas for a while, where actually I surprised many of the sources because coincidentally I was born in Big Spring and went to serve as news director of their station there and surprised everyone by saying that I was actually a local boy when they didn't recognize me. But in any event, I noticed that the break from radio to television would require a little more resume building, and that's when I decided to leave West Texas and head to the School of Journalism at the University of Missouri, the oldest state-supported school of journalism in the nation, and typically always listed in everyone's top five J programs. And there began to learn television news from former great. In fact, one of the nice things about this award is David Dugan, who worked in the same newsroom at CBS with Ed Bliss, called me up and said, let's have breakfast in Kansas City. I was there for some business. And so I got in touch with him, and it was just a wonderful experience. He was the one who sort of guided me into television, and I worked in a couple of markets. I worked in Virginia, and I worked in Austin, Texas. And after a while, I decided that it looked like I felt like Ed Bliss and looked like fun to teach.
Mm-hmm. Well, and obviously that worked wonderfully for him, creating that program. And I know that many people who have passed through KRVS over the decades talked about the amazing work of a Mr. Al Caputer, who really got them interested in journalism and professionalism in the world of broadcast. And you have an incredible effect on your students, and obviously you have as well. And that has made itself evident to your department, who pushed so hard for you to get this award, and your students who are all coming back and giving you accolades and memories of their time in your classes. For those tuning in, my guest is Professor Bill Davey, a professor here in the UL Communications Department. He is receiving the Edward L. Bliss Award for Distinguished Broadcast Journalism Education this August. It'll be in Washington, D.C., and there will be students going up with him, friends and family as well, and the department headed by Dr. Mike Mayer, were very instrumental in getting this award given to him this year.
But let me just say one more time, this award would not be possible if it wasn't for the great people and the program quality of KRVS. And it could not be more sincere. I know that sounds like, well, that's opportune flattery. It is also truth because of the standards that you and Carl and James and all the staff set. It's helped the students realize that their professional quality is highly competitive, and we're no longer just doing homework assignments. Now we're trying to withstand the competition to get on the air and do excellence in journalism, produce it, write it, report it, announce it. And the model that has been established here at KRVS has been, for me, a godsend as a teacher.
Mm. Well, we look forward to being a part of the education of many students who have passed through our halls and through the halls of Burke Hawthorne for many years, and we're glad to be a part of it. Well, congratulations, Bill, and we look forward to many years of your work here at the university as well. Dr. Bill Davey, again, receiving the Edward L. Bliss Award for Distinguished Broadcast Journalism Education.